It's 1930 UTC. That means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm your chairman, and the first thing on today's agenda is to go out on a budget nature adventure. That's right. My name's Tobe. I said that already. Where am I? I'm at the OPBD Arboretum. Where'd you think I was? On the Wan Chai Ferry in Kowloon Bay on the way to Macau? I wish. But no. Like I said, budget nature adventure. I had to drive, 2 miles to get here? So that cost me approximately 1/10 of a gallon of gas, so call it 23 cents. That's our entire budget for this little adventure. I'm walking up Marmot Alley. To my chagrin, I'm finding no marmots. Thought this would be a good day for it. It's a little bit before noon local time. It's actually 11:30 local time. Or slightly after that. Oh, I think I heard something in the grass up here. Who's up here in the grass? There's a bird in the bush. It's probably worth two in the hand. Oh, I can hear somebody. But I cannot seize them where a mati is. Who knows? I think I'll take off my sunglasses as I walk into the forest here. That's better. Put on my other glasses. Seriously, I need to get some new glasses. And into the forest we go, walking over footbridge number 1. And what else was I thinking about today? Something. On the way over here, I was like, oh, I can talk about that during the show, and now I don't even remember what I was thinking about. Isn't that pathetic? So here we are, talking about nothing, as usual. I'm looking for mushrooms. Don't see any. It rained some, so shouldn't we be finding some little dudes? You'd think so. I'll keep my eyes open. I'm also looking for deer. There's nobody here. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. There's one other car in the little parking lot, and that person's just sitting in their car, probably killing time during lunch. And there was actually an OPPD truck here, and I saw one of the OPPD guys walking around. And I got out of my car, and I could hear that 60 hertz hum. And I know that was the sound of the gods doing their magical thing. Now, should we walk up here? I don't know. Do we want to eat webs? And so it's up the deer trail we go. Because how else are we going to find any deer if we're not walking around on deer trails? Duh. Okay. So here I am. Wading through the burdock. There's a lot of burdock in here. I saw a bunch of ground cover move, but it was just a bird. I can actually see traffic buzzing by on the 680 loop. There's a lot more burdock back here. Well, it rained enough to cause this tree that was falling over to fall over. What was that sound? That definitely sounded like a marmot stomping through. Well, it might have been just that squirrel up on the tree. Oh, there's another squirrel right up above me, too. Alright, so we'll just keep going. I'm glad I don't have to duck under that tree anymore. I can step over it now. That is good. That is good for my back. I was going to say it's not too outrageously hot today, but it kind of is. It is very humid, and so that's adding to the whole death factor. Where's my dudes? I'm hearing strange sounds and I'm seeing things moving. It's birdie time. It's birdie zone birdies. What are these birds doing? Where's my Mahdi's? Maybe I should come up here and stand on this footbridge and look down into the creek to see if there's any Mahdi's. I don't see any. Oh, there goes little baby bud. Alright, so let's head up into here and see what we can find. And as I work my way up into here, into the thickness of the forest, I'm looking around. I got no dudes. There are the occasional mushroom. Nothing too interesting. I keep hearing sounds everywhere that I think is dudes walking through the forest, but then it just turns out to be birds. There's a lot of nettles around here. I am pretty much walking through nettles. And I think I'm starting to feel it. It is unpleasant. Okay. I think I'm done with this little area. So let's turn around, cross back over the footbridge, and make our way up into the secret mushroom grounds. And then we're going to probably have to get out of here because, I'm starting to feel the effects of the heat. See, there's a mushroom, but that one's kind of old. When did that come up? The ground is not muddy. The dirt on this trail is not muddy. It is just perfectly perfect in the sense that it's wet and damp, but it is not tacky. So, you know, rockin' good news, peanut. So here we go, over the footbridge, into the little pseudo amphitheater here. I always look over there for Mahdi's. I don't see any today. And that little baby bun ran up in here somewhere. Where's my baby bun? I'm looking for him. But there's so much undergrowth. Boy, you can't see anything. It's pretty awesome. You could hide in here. Nobody would ever find you. Just take like 5 steps to my left and just lay down on the ground. Nobody would ever see you. Wow, here's another giant burdock plant. These are getting pretty impressive. And now, oh my goodness, what's that thing? Is that a turkey? That is one sad looking turkey. Oh my gosh. I was just about to duck into the secret mushroom grounds when I noticed this turkey standing in the middle of the path. And it's kind of haggard looking. It has now run up across the path and headed up into the other little forested area that's kind of right across from the secret mushroom ground. That was wild. That turkey was sort of gray. I kind of thought it was a goose at first, just because it looked so weird. But now he disappeared. He's up in there somewhere into the cover, and I can't see him. Where did he go? Oh, well. And now, I think I'm going to take a few steps back. And now I'm going to take a quick look around. Make sure nobody's watching me. Ha ha! And now I'm going to go zing right up here. into my secret mushroom area. Oh, there's some little mushrooms in there. That's good. I haven't found any mushrooms back here in a little while. What else we got back here? Hey, who's this on this branch? Oh, it's a little baby bird. What are you doing down here, baby bird? Oh, you're getting hassled by these baby squirrels, huh? Yes. Well, this is an itty-bitty bird. I don't know if this birdie can fly. He's not flying away from me. Oh, he just jumped on the ground. Yeah, I don't think he's very good at flying. Maybe we should take a picture of this guy. Are those squirrels hassling you, buddy? Yeah, these squirrels are trying to hassle my little bird friend here. Maybe we can listen to him do... Oh, now he's moving. He's jogging over here. Alright, let me move out of the way here so I can look up into the tree. Oh, yeah. There's a squirrel. I think we're looking at some predation. Oh, well. It's best I do not interfere. And now I'm standing here thinking that this was a bad idea to come out here today because the humidity is getting pretty nasty. It's gnarly back here. It's all being kept in by all the foliage and blah, blah, blah. I don't see any other dudes back here. Maybe we need to walk out of here. Yeah, it's time to turn around and leave. This is one of those deceptive heat index days, I think. Well, that was a big sound. What was that? Oh, I hope it's not my dear buddies, because I gotta get out of here. So out of the secret mushroom grounds we go. Time to start moving back towards the car. Ooh. Am I in trouble? I don't think so. I think I'm all right. We need to get into the safety of coldness, though. Very soon. Yeah, I can't tell you what the humidity is. It's probably... Well, I can tell you it's greater than 70%. Probably greater than 80%. If it's better than 90%, I'd be shocked. I don't think so. It's probably around 80% humidity. Oh, geez. And it's about... I don't know. I want to aim high, but I think it's probably only about 92 or 93 degrees out here. Usually even that is too much, but you know, with all the recent mega heat, this seems like nothing, which is deceptive. Ugh, birdies in the bushes again. Also, it's partly cloudy, and that's the thing that fooled me when I was looking out the windows at home. I was like, oh, it's dark, it's all cloudy, it must be pretty cool outside. And it kind of seemed like it when I walked outside, but now that I'm actually out and about and exerting myself, oh, there's another little baby bun. Hi, baby bun. It must be baby bun season. Look at that baby bun. He just ran into the nettles next to a stump where I like to take pictures of mushrooms. And I'm standing right above him now. And I'm looking down at the baby bun. Oh, he moved. I have managed to take macro photos of baby buns before. Oh, hi, baby bun. Now he's over here. I wonder if he'll let me get any closer so I can take pictures of his bunny face. Oh, here's a baby bun. Oh, he kind of doesn't want me to get any closer. Oh, zip, zip, zip. There he goes. Hoppity, hoppity into the weeds. Oh, he was very cute. He was a bun that was about the size of your hand. If you put your hand out, he could sit there. But he would rather do fun bun stuff in the forest. And that's what he's doing. So that's good. That's what buns are supposed to do. They are hardwired to do hoppity stuff. Hey, there's a big bun. Hi, big bun. Oh, this big bun is 3 times the size of that little baby bun. I see you, big bun. This is a bun place. The other day I was here, I was here so early. You might remember the show where I was out here at dawn. Well, I actually finished the show up. I put this equipment in the car and I kept walking around, and I walked up and around in all the big areas that I don't go to because they're in direct sunlight. And I counted 15 buns that morning. 15 different rabbits. And I saw, you know, 2 or 3 others that I might have, you know, seen earlier in the trip, so I didn't count them. So somewhere between 15 and 18 buns in about a half an hour. Okay, I'm walking over another footbridge. Is there a Mahdi under here? Probably. Oh, okay, I don't see any Mahdis, but if you can hear me, have a Mahdi day. Here's some mud. Are there Mahdi tracks in the mud? I don't see any. Okay. Into the direct sunlight we go. Boy, I do not like it. Regular glasses off. Sunglasses on. Yeah, this is one of those days where I probably should have stayed inside. We are rapidly approaching the day in which we can no longer go on budget nature adventures because it's too hot outside. I have returned to my car. We're going to have to go home and find something to do indoors. So let's do that in 3, 2, 1, 0. Leave a message. That's my advice to everyone. We're back. We're sitting here in the studio. I've got a nice tall cup of iced tea. And it is so delicious. Yummy iced tea. Ah, so refreshing. So refreshing and delicious. Oh, you know what I saw on TV the other night? On one of my favorite channels, Turner Classic Movies, at 11:15, they showed Murat Saad, a film that I had never seen. Now, I'm very familiar with the story. I've seen the play a number of times. I've seen it in its entirety. I've seen scenes from it. I've seen monologues from it. It's an extraordinarily popular play, Murat Saad, the full title of which is actually The Persecution and Assassination of Jean-Paul Murat as Performed by the Inmates of the Asylum of Charenton Under the Direction of the Marquis de Sade. Yeah, and the title pretty much sums it up, I think, and should give you a really good indication as to what this is all about. I first came across this when I was in, when I was in college, I guess. You know, I used to do a lot of reading of other really weird stuff, and back when I was in high school, this was something that I was vaguely familiar existed, but I didn't actually see the play or see anything from it until I was in college. And I really liked it because it was very, very Brechtian, if you know that word, meaning it was very much like Bertolt Brecht. And I was a big fan of Bertolt Brecht. I still am. I'm a huge fan. But I don't even know where was I going with this. Was I thinking Bertolt Brecht? You know what I saw, like a week and a half ago? Speaking of Bertolt Brecht, I saw the Three Penny Opera, the film, the early one. And wow, it was mind-blowing. Just because, you know, if you're familiar with Three Penny Opera, you know, there's lots of versions of it. And it's grown through history. And it's... I finally saw this old film version of it from, the 30s or something. And it was awesome. I was very much into it. If you're not familiar with that particular play, you know one of the songs from it, Mack the Knife, which was a hit for Bobby Darin back in the 60s. That song is actually from this play. And notice that I do not call it a musical, because although there is music in it and there are sometimes people singing songs, these songs really don't have anything to do with the play. There just happens to be music in the play. And so Murat Saad is very much like that too. It's a play, but there are songs. But these songs don't serve to further the plot or anything, not like in an opera or in a musical. These songs are just sort of sung or done as commentary. It's pretty cool. Because, you know, I hate musicals, and more than I can even describe, but these kind of don't really count as musicals, and they're a little bit more tolerable. I highly recommend both films or plays. If you haven't seen either one, go out there and do that. So I've got, Bertolt Brecht on the brain, among other things. Including but not limited to Jean-Paul Murat. I did read a little Murat when I was younger, just because I'm kind of a French Revolution guy. That's an episode in history that is very interesting to me, along with the American Revolution. They're kind of tied together, to be perfectly honest. We the American colonists, revolting against the English, we basically, showed the French how to stage a revolution. And that's why I celebrate Bastille Day, which is the 14th of July. Not to mention that, it's a great fireworks holiday and it comes 10 days after the 4th of July, and I still have fireworks to light off, so, it all works out. I did enjoy reading Murat. He entertained me to no end. I thought he was on the money, but he was still an odd duck, but that's just the way it goes. Why was I reading Murat when I was a child? God, that just sounds so crazy. That's lunatic stuff. But then again, when I was that age, I was reading all kinds of weird crap. I was reading Rabelais. It's funny, I was talking to Handy C in Calm the other day, and somehow Rabelais came up. And, I gotta pull some of that out again. I haven't dug into any of that in a long time. Maybe I'll have to reread Gargantua and Pantagruel, because some of that is just too much. It's just deadly funny. I think the thing that surprised me the most when I was young reading Rabelais was discovering that, there was comedy in the Renaissance. Because, up until that age, there's nothing funny in the Renaissance. Everybody's way too deadly serious about way too much stuff. Oh no. Don't you worry about that. Our boy Francois was just kicking out the killer jokes. And I suppose this is as good of time as any. Learning to talk now, I am good. I suppose I should tell you all of my favorite books from Pantagruel. When I say this, I mean, I don't know if you've read any of these books by Rabelais, but in them, a lot of other books are mentioned, all, of course, fictional and entirely made up, but these are books that I wish Rabelais would have actually written. And there's dozens of these, and they're all absolutely hilarious titles and stuff, but some of my favorite ones include, but are not limited to, the ones I'm going to mention now. And probably my first and favorite title that he came up with, Commercial Rope Tricks. That's hilarious to me. I wish there was actually a book called Commercial Rope Tricks. That would be very humorous to me. Obviously, Fun with Dice is another favorite classic. I also like Stupid Noises by Celestine Monks. Oh, that's some good stuff. Why Monkeys Smack Their Lips When They Pray. Another real good one. Oh, I love anything pertaining to monkeys. We've been over that already. Of course, I would have to include on this list On the Serving of Mustard After Meals, 14 volumes, collected by Monsieur Verlon. Oh, Rabelais, you're killing me. And again, you got to realize, this is 600 years ago. How is somebody thinking up stuff this funny 600 years ago? There wasn't anything funny 600 years ago. Well, apparently there was. Lawyers' Complaints About the Abolition of Bribes. Also a good one. Oh, and all the other ones that I can think of off the top of my head do not have titles that are appropriate to be saying on a family-style radio show, which this purports to be. I try not to get into anything too heavy or too scatological or too political or anything else, but yeah. If I got little kids listening to this show, I don't want to list off any more of these titles. However, if you are curious, I suggest you look up a list of fictional works in Gargantua and Pantagruel. You'll find a list of all of the fictional books that Rabelais mentions in his Gargantua and Pantagruel series. It's good stuff. And again, you'll be reading these titles thinking, wow, and this guy came up with this when? Yeah, in the early 1500s. So I guess there was some kind of comedy back then. You might want to brush up on your Latin too, because some of these book titles are in Latin. And they're screamingly funny. But you have to be able to translate some Latin. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a Latin guy. I know a little bit. I can fake my way through a lot of Latin. And I can figure it out, but, you know, I couldn't write it if somebody put a gun to my head. Oh, well. And you know what? I don't know any classical Greek either. I feel terrible. I feel horrible. Oh, for want of a classical education, this show was lost. And you know, wasn't I supposed to do something today? I'm sort of vaguely... You know, I have that feeling that I forgot to do something, or I'm supposed to do something, or... I don't remember what it is. Alright, so let me just apologize to anyone who might be listening who I told I was going to do anything today. What was I supposed to do today? Boy, I can't remember at all. I guess the one thing I'm forgetting is to do what I normally do at this time, which is to say something along the lines of, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day right here on and on radio. So be sure to tune in every single day. Coming up next, right after me, we will be hearing The Sound Show, Genre Mix and Discussion, starring our very own Barnacle. So stay tuned for that. I always do myself. Totally worth it. You'll learn something. You'll hear great music. You'll become a better person for it. Unlike this corrupting show. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.